Chuck Schumer, America would be a different place if amnesty for illegals had passed Congress in 2013. By John Binder on March 19, 2025. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, says America would be a different place if Congress had passed the infamous Gang of Eight amnesty scheme in 2013. The plan would have given amnesty to most of the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens and was only stopped thanks to grassroots conservatives pressuring House and Senate Republicans to vote it down. The quote from Schumer is one of many from a June 2023 interview with New York Times journalists Annie Carney and Luke Broadwater for their new book, which also describes a 2013 meeting between the leading Senate Democrat, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, and the late Rush Limbaugh. According to Carney and Broadwater, billionaire Rupert Murdoch had brokered the meeting so that Schumer and Graham could sell Limbaugh, and thus his conservative audience, on the Gang of Eight amnesty scheme. When Limbaugh refused to support the amnesty, Murdoch dropped much of Fox News's support for the plan as well. The amnesty, at that point, had been touted by Fox News, many House and Senate Republicans, and some conservative pundits. Limbaugh, along with Ann Coulter, Phyllis Schlafly, Laura Ingraham, and Mickey Cawes, were among the conservative grassroots that fiercely opposed the Gang of Eight amnesty, which was chronicled extensively by Breitbart News at the time. Fast forward to June 2023, Schumer suggested to Carney and Broadwater that getting the amnesty scheme passed through Congress remained one of his biggest policy goals. "The one thing I'd really like to do is immigration reform. If that bill had passed, the country would be a different place," Schumer said. But it was never going to be that simple, because nothing ever is. In late 2022, Schumer made the mass amnesty pitch again to voters, claiming the United States needs many millions more migrants to make up for declining U.S. birth rates. "We have a population that is not reproducing on its own at the same level that it used to," Schumer said at the time. "The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them." Schumer also said the Democrats' ultimate goal is to provide amnesty to all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living across the United States. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.